Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm looking at CNN breaking news on Twitter. The total solar eclipse finally here. This is from Oregon, and the video is awesome, I gotta say.
It is an eclipse, despite your opposition to that.
No. Again, you're putting words in my mouth. I've never said that the eclipse wasn't gonna happen. I'm saying what I'm seeing on this video will not happen here in Washington, D.C.
It is a bold contention.
That is my assessment.
My two cents on this is I saw the Dan Band, you know, the guys from old school Wedding Crashers and stuff, do this live, and I won't go back to this dumb version ever again. The Dan Band kicks butt. They're awesome.
Well, we can't play that version.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could play it if you did a lot of editing and a lot of beeping.
It's one of the underrated moments in old school is when he drops the first F piece, right, in the middle of this song, and Will Ferrell looks at his new wife and goes, did he just, like, you don't actually hear the dialogue, but you clearly hear, like, notice them notice it. It's perfect.
Lincoln City, Oregon. Video I just tweeted. Check that out. Pretty cool. We'll see. Supposedly, we're going to get something like this here. I'm going to say that doesn't happen. But if we do, Tommy's in for a treat on the roof upstairs with his glasses on. Danny, if this does happen here and you just elected not to take part, I think you'd be botching it.
We're going to miss it because we're doing the DC quick pitch right afterwards.
You keep not saying and admitting that you also then said if you had nothing to do, you still wouldn't watch it.
But I have stuff to do. So I'm not going to not do my job. I'm going to do that and then go about my life.
If you had nothing to do, you still wouldn't watch it, you said.
Yeah, I'd find something to do.
Why, Dar, why is he so afraid to admit that he doesn't care and isn't
pro? I'm saying it. I don't care.
But you're like, isn't he bristling for some reason at something that, like, normally, Danny, very opinionated. I'm repeating what he's saying, and he's like, he's clarifying a lot.
Well, I still don't get why he doesn't care, so I just feel like
he's past that for a second.
But I can't.
It's very obvious that he's saying he doesn't care about the eclipse.
I know.
Right?
I'm just not that
Thom,
excited
can you help
it.
Me here? I mean, he doesn't care about it. He's not going to watch it. He said he would literally find something else to do if he had nothing to do. He said that 2 segments ago. And now I say that, and he's like, no, we're doing our jobs. We're doing it. And I'm like, but if we weren't, well, we are doing our jobs. Why is he bristling at this?
I will say this. You have a dentist appointment, right, after the show.
Yes.
Don't do this.
I do.
And also, you have another appointment. I was making the case that maybe we should do quick pitch tomorrow because I am terrified that as soon as it happens at 2:40, everyone out here on the road is just going to stop their car in the middle of the street and get out and look at the sun.
Oh, that's a lock. I don't know if they'll get out of the car, but don't you think people are going to stop their cars? Like, if it actually, again, I don't think we're going to get here what people are saying we're going to get here. I think this is like a snowstorm where we're not going to get the right prognosis. But if the video I just tweeted at Grant H. Paulson happens here, where it's like 40 seconds of like light, dark, it's just crazy looking, then everyone is going to stop driving and basically park on the highway.
It's
going to
cause a ton of accidents. So I made the case, just let's all get home. Let's try to get to wherever we need to be before it happens. And Danny was like, no, I'd rather do the show. That's how little he cares about this solar eclipse.
Are you anti-space now? Did you become anti-space?
No. We've got stuff to do. And so I'm not going to like not
but
do
the
stuff.
But if you didn't have stuff to do.
But we do. So I really don't understand the objection here.
I don't understand you. You're bristling. You don't. True or false?
I'm perfectly calm.
You don't care about. I'm not saying that you're not calm. Bristling just means you're taking umbrage with what I'm saying.
Okay.
True or false? You don't care about the eclipse.
Correct.
True or false? You would find something to do rather than watch it if you had nothing to do.
Correct.
Okay. That's all.
So
I
you don't
do.
Care about the eclipse.
Right.
Right. I've been saying the same thing, but each time, Greg goes, "I can't believe he's saying that." I'm over here just not caring. We've got stuff to do. we're grown-ups, and the grown-ups all have work to do.
But that's
it's but like, you don't have work to do.
The point is, we could stop the DC quick pitch for 8 minutes and go upstairs and watch it with the glasses that you refuse to take from the guy passing them out.
You've got a meeting. It would make me late getting home. I got a whole life to lead. I've got a bunch of things that I have to do every day. And it's one of those weird responsibilities by being an adult. Dar, maybe you gave Louie to somebody else to not have to get home today. I don't know what you did.
Louie to someone else?
No. Do you have time to look out the window? Is that going to take 12 minutes?
To look out the window during quick pitch or when? When are we doing that?
Yeah, during the quick pitch. Can you not just turn around?
Trying to be considered. Doesn't Grant have an appointment? I mean, we have work to do.
I have a dentist appointment.
No, you're supposed to go somewhere at 3.
No, at 2:30 I have my dentist appointment.
No.
3, I'll
be
doing something.
No, you don't. No. You don't have that. You don't have anything.
No, don't do this.
We're not walking into that trap.
Are you sure? You sure you don't want to ask me?
I'm not going to ask you about your dentist appointment. Okay. A tooth hurty. I won't.
The DC Quick Pitch available for you. The podcast we give you all Nats every single Monday. This afternoon we'll be taping that. That is what gets Danny off the hook from having to watch this stupid eclipse that he can't stand and hates so much. It was a fun show today. If you missed Uncle Kirka.
God, he was
Kirk
so good.
Cousins answering questions from listeners. Just a calm, casual, cool 35 minutes of content exclusively here on Grant and Danny with
really
the starting
fun.
Quarterback. Go to grantanddanny.com/audio.
For GP, for Brendan, for Tom, I'm Danny.
CD. For the eclipse?
Not for the eclipse, because I have nothing to do with it.
Oh.
We'll be working like the other adults. CDVTW is up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.